Good morning. We've seen the close of the US markets. In the last 2 hours of trade, we did see the markets losing ground. Now, if you have a look at the sectors in the US, you'll see that there's only one that is really being able to make any solid gains today, and that's consumer discretionary. That's on the back of the retail sales numbers coming out in the month of November, better than expected, up by 0.8%, and also a revision to the October numbers. This is a great sign for the retailers, some of which have been struggling, especially those medium to small retailers of late. And overnight, we heard that Target has come through. They are looking at a way of coming out against and tackling the competition from Amazon by announcing that they've acquired a delivery service company called Shipit. They're spending $555 million on this deal, and the share price was higher in the overnight session on the back of it. And of course, the bigger news story out in the States overnight was that Walt Disney has agreed to buy 21st Century's entertainment assets. They'll be spending $52.4 million on these assets. Fox was up around 6% at the end of trade on this news. And we also saw that Disney managed around a 4% gain, but they also were boosted by their best 24 hours, well, better than expected 24 hours coming through in the release of the new Star Wars film. Elsewhere, of course, the focus still on the tax plan in the US. It does look like it might have hit some glitches, especially about childcare payments. We'll wait and see if that does get done before Christmas. And we did see that the banking sector continued to lose ground once again on the concerns about inflation. Now, having a look at the commodity markets, well, the gold price rose. It hit a one-week high in the overnight session, now at around a $6 an ounce gain to $1,255 an ounce. And the oil price slightly stronger at $57 a barrel. We have seen those industrial metals like aluminium having a good run. We've also seen that copper has done well. And this has really boded well for many of our dual-listed mining companies like BHP and Rio. And watch out for those again on our market today. Now, the Aussie market this morning, set for a one-point slide at the start of trade. There's no real key economic data coming out today, but of course, we do have NAB holding their annual general meeting. Lastly, looking at the Australian dollar, holding around that 76, 73 US cent mark.